I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, Brad. How's everything? How are y'all doing? And first, I want to say to all your listeners out there, please, you know, be safe on the roads there today.
Yeah, it's a little gamey getting in. Senator, how long did this... Now, what was the final margin of your win, and how long did the recount take?
Right, it was 85 votes, so we had just under 37,000 people vote in all seven towns, and the margin of victory was 85 votes. Can you imagine
recount? Isn't that amazing?
About a week.
Isn't that amazing,
yeah,
Senator? And again, it's a good example, and I know you've said this and others have said it, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, this is another wonderful example of when people say, well, my vote doesn't count, it doesn't matter. They're just not right. That's wrong.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. This is an absolute example where every vote counts. You know, I said all along, I took nothing for granted. I worked hard every day to try to earn every vote that was out there, to earn the confidence of every voter, every constituent that I have in my district. And it goes to show, you know, it does matter. It's important, you know, and people spoke. And at the end of the day, we were, we were able to be victorious. But, you know, what it does show also is that, you know, our district, our state, we still have some division there, you know, that we have to work even harder to bring folks together to make sure that everybody's ideas and thoughts are heard, you know, and my job is to do the best I can to be the, you know, the voice of folks, you know, in our district.
How many are there in your particular district? What are you talking about?
The message I've been using is that Connecticut is becoming less and less affordable for more and more people. You know, so when it comes to taxes, it comes to the government, not spending more money than it has. We need to be more business friendly. Folks need jobs. We need more people working, paying taxes. I mean, that message has absolutely resonated. You know, I did particularly well in the Naugatuck Valley, right? All the valley towns, Naugatuck, Bethany, Beacon Falls, all the way down to Ansonia, Derby.
Yeah.
Where I had problems was in Hampden, actually, to be honest with you, Hampden, and particularly the lower portion of Hampden. Now, that's the sort of the urban, more urban area of Hampden,
yeah,
that's closer to the New Haven line.
Mm-hmm. There you
so that's
go.
An area I'm going to have to, focus on that area more and get to those folks more. That part of Hampden, that part of the district, it's hard to get to the individual voters, you know.
Yeah.
Those folks there they're working, they're going home, taking care of their kids. They're not, you know, they don't come out as much to community events, that sort of thing. So I've got to do more to get my message out to those folks, because that's where I definitely fell short.
And Senator, that's also, as you well know, that's as you pointed out, that's a hard blue constituency too. You know, that Hampden New Haven line heading up into your district. Hampden is a pretty blue town now. It didn't used to be that way, so it's not surprising that the core of your voters, your support, came from the valley there along Route 8.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and even Hampden did well in most of Hampden, but
yeah,
that section of Hampden, I mean, literally, we had one voting district where I received like 260 votes and my opponent got like 1,700.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, again, it's folks just being fed up with what's going on at a national level and just voting straight out, not even knowing who my opponent is,
yeah,
and just voting straight out, a Democrat, you know?
Senator, Brad and I were talking a couple of minutes ago, and you touched on state spending and the affordability to live here. You know, on the same day that you announced your reelection win that was official, we also had this rather interesting release of a study from the DOT calling for 82 toll plazas or toll gantries.
82 now. 82.
I don't think that jives too well with your message of affordability for working class folks here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Absolutely. You know, and the issue with tolls, you know, those legislators, those proponents of tolls, they keep telling people that somebody else is going to be paying the tolls, you know? They keep saying the truck drivers are going to pay it, or the out-of-state commuters, folks that are using our roads, you know, out-of-state cars. We're going to be paying those. I even heard this morning, they said that a study came out by the Department of Transportation that we could raise $1 billion with tolls, and they said 40% will be paid by out-of-state drivers. So
that's not
all,
true.
Come on. 75% is coming. But even if it was 40%, that would be a $600 million tax on Connecticut residents. That's a lot of money. You know, you're talking about $1,500, $2,000 cash coming out of each driver's pockets.
But I want to ask you, I want to ask you a simple question. This was well publicized. And the gentleman who won, okay, it was a close one, but he won. Hey, he wants the tolls.
Right. It's a problem.
So how do you answer that question?
It's going to be a battle. It's going to be certainly a battle in the legislature, and I'm absolutely going to be a voice against these tolls. In the form that I'm hearing now, it's going to be very expensive. You know, people are going to lose their minds if now they have to pay for the luxury of traveling on Route 8, the Merritt Parkway, I-84, I-91, 95. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, Senator, in that report, and I'm looking at it here, and you saw the same report, you know, they don't pull any punches here. They show, for example, Brad and I, before you came on, we were talking about a simple 20-mile commute here, I guess, from, say, in the Hartford area, from, say, Southington to Hartford along I-84. And, you know, you run the numbers on that, Senator, and you back out a couple of weeks for vacation time or whatever, but you're talking about a trip just to get to work in prime time is going to cost somebody, you know, an extra $600 a year.
$600 a year. There is a vacation in the summertime.
Yeah, there it is. Yep.
Absolutely. And it's going to further, you know, erode the confidence, you know, of our folks who are living here in Connecticut, you know, and it's going to further erode, you know, businesses. What about those businesses that are using our roads? You know, now they're going to have to raise their prices. Yeah. It's going to cost again. For cost of goods and services are going to cost more.
And then they tell you, the truckers are going to be the ones. They're going to absorb all of this. I mean, why do they lie to us? That's all I want to know.
Right. And the truckers, the truckers are already
and they're suing
our roads.
And they're suing.
Right. And they're suing. Look at Rhode Island.
Yeah.
The same is going to happen here. You know, you can't say that now we're going to start tolling truckers. We're going to start taxing them because we are already doing that. We have a compact between New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. So you certainly can tax them more, but it's going to cause problems.
Unreal. Senator George Logan, Republican from the state's 17th district, correct, Senator?
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
I want to ask you just before you go. You know, I've got this short piece that you wrote in my hands, and I read it very early this morning and just now
as you heard it.
What was the motivation here? What was your motivation
to write that?
Very well done. Yeah.
Right. No, definitely heartfelt. I mean, the motivation is that it's just important that we all understand that we're all in this together. We have to work together. I'm doing everything that I possibly can to make sure that, you know, the thoughts and the ideas and the voices of everybody, whether they voted for me this go round or not, that I want to do everything I can to represent them in Hartford. I want to do what I can to help to improve the quality of life of everyone living in Connecticut. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the folks out there, you know, understand and knew that, you know, especially when you look at during a campaign season, you know, folks put stuff out there that sometimes isn't true, that might give folks the wrong impression in terms of what it is exactly I'm trying to do here. You know, I'm trying to help everyone in Connecticut and improve the quality of life of everybody here living in Connecticut, to do my small part to do that. And I'm going to continue to do that with all the vigor that I have. And I wanted to make sure that everybody within earshot understands that.
Senator, thank you. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.